B-Pod Studios.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
That will not be a recycled take.
Right. But it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think that's a really fun and creative new way of doing our contests here for the big ones, you know? Might have to keep that as part of our rotation. Seamless. First caller each time. And again, it eliminates what we like to call in the biz, though, the prize pigs.
Right.
The people that just call radio stations all day to try and win stuff.
Just to get some for free. I'm kind of with Greg here, who follows us on Twitter.
Yeah.
He said, hey, guys, this is a really good contest. Enjoyed it. But 1,000 louse walking around in a parking lot trying to bark out orders to each other would have been a lot better.
It absolutely would have been better, but, you know.
Hey, be creative.
COVID.
Hey, be creative. Right.
COVID rules, restrictions.
Talk about a super spreader.
But, like, we didn't have to go down there. We didn't have to go down there and get COVID.
Oh, you know those louse. They're full of COVID.
Oh,
kidding. I'm just.
It's like square jeans,
being an idiot.
Work shoes.
Let's go to your calls as promised here. 617-779-0985. With the very famous right now, very hot right now, all over the media at the moment, Jake in Boston. Jake.
Boy, imagine how much better Bill would have been if he had commissioned a study on athlete and athlete's spouse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
That will not be a recycled take,
right?
But it's
a retake. It's a reheated take, microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think that's a really fun and creative new way of doing our contests here for the big ones, you know. Might have to keep that as part of our rotation. Seamless. First caller each time. And again, it eliminates what we like to call in the biz, though, the prize pigs.
Right.
The people that just call radio stations all day to try and win stuff.
Just to get some for free.
I'm kind of
with Greg here, who follows us on Twitter.
Yeah.
He said, hey, guys, this is a really good contest. Enjoyed it. But 1,000 louse walking around in a parking lot trying to bark out orders to each other would have been a lot better.
It absolutely would have been better, but, you know.
Hey, be creative.
COVID.
Hey, be creative. Right.
COVID rules, restrictions.
Talk about a super spreader.
But, like, we didn't have to go down there. We didn't have to go down there and get
you
COVID.
Know those louse. They're full of COVID.
Oh, kidding. I'm just like square
being
jeans.
An idiot.
Work shoes.
Let's go to your calls as promised here. 617-779-0985. With the very famous right now, very hot right now, all over the media at the moment, Jake in Boston. Jake.
Boy, imagine how much better Bill would have been if he had commissioned a study on athlete and athlete's spouses on social media and comparing it to on-field performance, or how NFL defensive coordinators or quasi-defensive coordinators perform with multiple infants and toddlers at home, like Steven Belichick expecting his third child. Listen,
well, bottom line, Jake, you can feel yourself blessed. Felger came in here yesterday. He goes, what's this Jake's guy's deal? We tried to explain.
He goes, no.
I get the radio bit, but like, what is he? Who is he? What's his deal? And like, I can't tell him. I don't know. Yeah.
I appreciate that. And I know Jonesy knows who I am, too. Let me
advance. He wears dark sunglasses and asked us to blur out his face.
What's with that? Yeah, what is with that?
I would say when you have sensitive information that our media down in Foxborough doesn't like to report, it's the reason why I exist anyways, because they don't do their job. So obviously I fear Stacey doing whatever he wants. I'm surprised that Belichick hasn't had me killed yet, by the way. If this was Hillary Clinton, I'd be dead by now. Listen.
Jake, by the way, Carlton and Norwell, one of our other guys that, again, I've theorized that Carlton might be your dad.
Another sociopath.
But he's come back up from the underground, and Carlton was looking for you on Twitter this week. Did you know that?
No, I saw that. I don't know why Carlton really cares about me going with the record that percentage points-wise makes Bill look worse at this point. Instead of giving him credit for beating Drew Bledsoe in a playoff game when he threw, what, four picks? I mean, come on. Listen, one of the things teased by Wickersham in this book was around the Brady-Bill O'Brien succession plan. And in 2018, after this story came out, I was at CES with some quarterbacks that didn't make the playoffs that year. And this is the world's biggest tech show, so all the athletes who love tech end up flocking there. It's good party scene, too.
Yeah, it's mostly porn. The CES, or at least it was back in the day.
Not anymore.
No?
No.
Not anymore. It's a big, big tech show.
Okay. It's gone it's gone mainstream.
Oh. Right.
You're thinking of porn con.
Well, the whole they have
Nick,
what?
We're talking about different conventions. Anyways, one of the quarterbacks was a former Patriot. Not on the 2017 team, but a former Patriot. And we were talking about this story. And he said that the succession plan was real. And it didn't make sense till yesterday with the Bill O'Brien thing. That's what he didn't have. But Josh was expecting to get the Cleveland job at the end of the 2017 season. And if you remember, the Patriots had two first-round picks in 2018. Josh was planning to go to Cleveland to trade for Jimmy. That was going to be Bill O'Brien, because Belichick was not going to trade him Jimmy Garoppolo. And he started to get a little vocal around about that at one Patriot place. So, you know, he was going to Cleveland. Bill O'Brien was coming here. They were trading for the top pick. They were going to draft Baker Mayfield. That's why they were so obsessed with Baker Mayfield under the radar.
And where was Bill going in this scenario? Where was he going to go?
Bill was going to be pushed aside and was going to eventually end up with the Giants, probably in an executive role. But Belichick got word of this because Josh couldn't keep his mouth shut. Josh and Jimmy were yapping to each other. And that's when Jimmy was shipped off to San Francisco for nothing, squashing the entire plan. It's also why Josh McDaniels was half-hearted when it came to the Indianapolis and going in and taking that job, because he really thought he was going to Cleveland, and he thought he was going to Cleveland with Jimmy Garoppolo.
So that was the ultimate motivation for moving Jimmy, because Jimmy had been involved in the plot against Bill Belichick.
Well, no, Josh had been involved in the plot. Jimmy was aware of it, but at that point, you know, Jimmy knew he was going to get paid anyways. It was a matter of where he was going to go. I think Jimmy was content with wherever. Josh wanted to go home to Cleveland. That was going to be Josh's job.
That I believe. That I do believe. That he's wanted to go to Cleveland. The problem was Cleveland didn't really want him all that much, as he found out. They were not enamored with Josh McDaniels.
That Cleveland.
That blew up his plan.
That time in Cleveland with the wife and all that, and the amount of days spent going in and out.
Oh, he wanted that job.
He thought it was a done deal.
He wanted that gig.
Everybody thought it was a done deal.
And they didn't give it to him. So that would have been a real disruption of that plan, Jake. Jake's one of a kind.
Camelot didn't have to end 2 years ago.
Jaguaring.
Joe in New Hampshire. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to make a couple quick points about that study. First of all, I think they applied to the same exact logic to the N'Keal Harry draft pick. Mm-hmm. So as soon as they figured out that Tom Brady was in that study motivated by compassion, I think they should have thrown that out, and maybe we'd have DK Metcalf.
Well, they're showing him great compassion right now by keeping him employed.
Yeah,
he's
a different player.
Yeah, no, I'm saying N'Keal Harry was.
Yeah, did you see Bill perk up when he was asked about N'Keal Harry? Oh, this might be the week. Bill got all excited.
He's being granted, like, you know.
Like, that's going to throw a wrench in Tampa's plans? Seriously. Well, We better defend the screenplay where the receiver blocks his own lineman.
You know when they have a compassionate release of prisoners when they get old and they get sick and, you know, they have medical issues, they give them the compassion. This is like the opposite of that for N'Keal Harry. It's compassionate withholding, you know, keeping you on the roster. Keeping you here, even though you don't deserve it.
Oh, he's wearing number
we're
one,
keeping
right?
You here.
That's
yeah,
right.
Now
he's wearing number one.
Yep.
And unfortunately for Aguilar, I keep thinking during the game when I'm calling it that I'm ready to say Harry, and I always catch myself because Aguilar wears 15 now. It's hard. It's hard to get past that.
Eli in the car. Hi, Eli.
Hey, guys. Yeah, the thing that resonated with me the most about Bill's press conference yesterday was that, you know, the Patriots aren't going to do anything differently. Why would they? they just got to do it a little bit better this week. I really think Bill doesn't care as much as Brady about this game. I really don't.
I would agree.
I think Bill just wants to go out there, do his week to week, coach the team, and see what happens. I think Brady would lose a lot more sleep if he lost. And if Brady loses, I don't think he shakes Mac Jones' hand. So I'll take it from there.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
I hear
Brady
this a lot.
Brady loses and he's a sore loser, crybaby, and he doesn't shake Mac Jones' hand.
I hear this a lot.
Oh, that
you
would
know,
be fun.
You dodge Foles on purpose. You know, you're a sore loser.
Yes.
When your team loses, you run in. This is the one game where you cannot run into the locker room if you lose. You need to be an adult.
Can we talk post-game handshakes yet?
Yeah.
Post-game handshakes, right?
Thursday,
we haven't done that yet. We haven't talked about post-game handshakes.
We're getting there.
How's that going to go? How's that post-game handshake going to go? When was the last time we talked about a post-game handshake? Was it Mangini, Belichick?
No.
Oh.
No. It was recent.
I remember talking about it. Parcells and Belichick, Mangini, Belichick.
McDaniels?
No, I don't think that was a big one.
No, because they shook before.
Yeah, but also he had sort of...
Patricia? Lions?
No,
it was fine.
Friends. Those are guys who were friendly with Bill. Who have been the enemies?
Vrabel?
No, we didn't really Vrabel. Think about that. I'm sure we talked about
it. Well, didn't he have like comments
on
the game?
Oh, McDermott? We were worried about for him like yelling at his kids? Not really.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Harbaugh? No. There's no issues there. He likes Harbaugh. I thought there was one coach recently that was like talking to
me. I mean, we've talked about them. I'm talking about after the fact. We talked about things. There was an awkward one there with Bill O'Brien at one point. But there was, I'm talking about before the game even was to be played.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time we really did that?
There will be no handshake between Brady and Belichick.
Why not?
They will embrace. They will hug.
Oh, that's a Sam. No, jeez.
That's a step more. I think a handshake would be distant. I would be disappointed with a handshake between these two.
Really?
Yes.
A handshake not enough to satisfy
Tom comes over,
your compassionate needs.
Good luck, coach. Shakes your hand and then walks. I'd be like,
Mini Brady.
Ice
needs
cold.
Needs loving and supportive environment over here. He needs that.
Well, if you need it, you need it.
Ari's in Newton. Ari.
Guys, I'm a little upset right now with my New England Patriots. All right, Cam Newton last year was an absolute utter disaster towards the second half of the season. You released him as if like better things are supposed to happen. You score 16 points against the Miami Dolphins week one. You have to kick 4 field goals to beat the freaking New York Jets, and you score 13 against a not very good Saints team. Are we going to live to regret that we released Cam Newton? Because so far, I'm regretting it.
Why? But tell us why. What about it? Cam Newton would have changed the record?
I think that we would be 2-1 with Cam Newton right now. I have you winning the Miami Dolphins game week one with Cam Newton. Do you?
I think that there are things Cam Newton could have done in the game that would be different than Mac Jones, but I don't know that
that's
there's...
what I mean. Do you think those different things would result into a win? The Saints, that's the only real loss. Obviously, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. And I know what you're saying, looking at last year and how they beat Miami with him last year. After hearing Cam on his YouTube channel with his dad and talk about defense and not really understanding some stuff, I would say no. I would say no, he would not.
I mean, Mac did throw for nearly 300 yards in that game.
Yeah.
They ran the ball okay. I don't know. I mean, I don't look at the game and say that, oh, that would have been a win if Cam was in there. And there's nothing that you can point to definitively that can prove that. So, I don't know. Do I think you're regretting it? God, no. Why would you regret that?
He's still available. There have been 8 quarterbacks knocked out. You have your quarterbacks now. Now you want to go out and get this guy?
Quarterbacks?
Well, Hoyer and Stidham, like that's how they look at it.
Well,
that's their room.
Good time to talk about Mac Jones. This guy has flown completely under the radar this week. Nobody is talking about Mac Jones ahead of this game. It's all about Brady And it's all about Belichick, and very little has been on Mac. Let's talk about Mac. Dan Orlovsky is talking about him and what he needs to change to be better for the Patriots. We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The offensive line is just not playing well enough, first of all. Those incompletions from last week, I think, a little bit more tied to the reality of the game. They got down so big so quickly, they had to try to push the ball downfield a little bit more. They've got to go back to some of their man-beating concepts that have been a part of their organization for a long time. But I think specifically with Mac, two things. Number one, you got to realize that right now, the way defenses are playing the NFL, you got like four shots a game to create some big explosive chunk plays. And those really swing the momentum and the end result of the game. When they're there, you got to take them. And then he's got to transition his mind a little bit from don't hurt the team to find ways to help the team. And that's going to be taking your eyes and instead of going short to deep, there's plays in those three or four plays a game. You got to believe that your eyes start deep and then bring them to short. And when you see it, trust it and let it go.
Is it more on Mac at this point or the scheme?
I think it's a little bit more on the scheme because they're seeing so much man coverage and they don't got the guys to just go whoop people in man coverage. That being said, Mac, there's misses there. The big play misses are there. And again, he needs to start thinking, I'm going to look deep and then bring my eyes short.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, talking about Mac Jones advancing to the next level, that what he's done to this point has not been enough, that he's got to look deep first before he starts looking short. So what did you make of what Dan Orlovsky had to say?
That's quarterback speak. You know, just the way you see things, the way you believe things, the way you visualize things. You know, you're taught to quarterback and play quarterback in layers. You know, whether you cut the field in half, whether it's a two-man read, you're singling out one defender, do we throw under, do we throw over the top? And that's sort of the case where you've got to see those defenders, and there's going to be holes. There's always going to be holes short and underneath. That's why you play safe. That's why you kind of get a young guy going by dinking and dunking and chipping and getting the ball to playmakers' hands, let them make plays. And then the defense will tease you to where they're trying to force you to throw it deep, but they want to jump that underneath stuff, and that's where you got to start to get them. Where you can see the layer of, okay, here's potential hole coming behind that corner. Safety's too far inside. I got to believe it, and I'm going to let it go, and I'm going to throw this post corner. And that ball's going to get there. And it just has to happen faster for him. He's talking about speeding it up. And if you're going to take shots quickly. Don't sit there and wait, and don't wait for it to be max protected, where we do the play fake, do the hip turn, three-step drop behind that, tight end's in, tackles are in. That's too long to develop. I think it's the quick hitters, and you could do it more with Bourne. I think that 13 personnel may have some legs for you in this game. I'd test their secondary. I'd test it early. That's the weakness of their team. Tom Brady and the tight ends and the receivers, offensive line, not the weakness. Their front seven, not the weakness. Secondary, weakness. Why do you think they're trying to get Richard Sherman? Get him up and running. They need help. So test him early. Take a shot.
There's a story on ESPN today from Bill Barnwell. And the headline of the story is Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones have been a disaster. Explaining the NFL rookie quarterback's early season issues. Disaster. He's being lumped in with the other rookie quarterbacks. So if you think he's been far better than the other guys, the national perspective is that he is not. I'm a little surprised by that. But I think it comes from this, which is for him to throw the ball down the field, it's problematic for him. And so is part of that not wanting to make mistakes, eliminating throwing picks. I think there's some value in making the mistakes.
Yeah.
There is, as a young quarterback. And maybe if the record of the team starts to go down the tubes, it's going to be too little too late. Then they start opening it up, and maybe they feel more confident to do it because, well, back's against the wall at potentially 1-3 or worse in the coming weeks. Bill Barnwell wrote, the first three interceptions of his career came on Sunday against the Saints. When he was asked to hold the ball and make plays from deeper drops, Jones wasn't anywhere near as effective. When he held the ball the past 2.5 seconds, he's 18 of 35 for just 162 yards and 5 first downs. If we look at it slightly differently and just consider the passes that the NFL classifies as deep, again, Bill Barnwell writes this, 16-plus yards in the air down the field, 16-plus downfield in the air yards. Mac Jones, 3 of 18 for 66 yards on those attempts. 3 of 18.
Yeah, they're not high-percentage throws downfield. They're not.
Quarterbacks aren't going to post Gaudy completion percentage on those attempts, but the NFL next-gen stats projected him to complete 37% of those pass attempts. He hit on 16.7% instead.
Yeah.
So the projection is he should be able to be completing 37%. My guess is the best quarterbacks are better than that. I don't have access to those numbers at this moment. But 3 of 18 is not acceptable. That's a bad, bad percentage. All right, let's go to Danny and Quincy. Danny.
You know, on that, I never once, for 1 minute after watching the three games, I thought we have a quarterback problem. Growing pains, rookie mistakes notwithstanding. That's not why I call, but I never for 1 minute thought it was a Mac Jones problem. He's by far outplayed all the other rookie quarterbacks. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
But that, Danny, doesn't mean you're going to have a good team. It doesn't mean you're going to have a quarterback.
No. Right. Here's my issue. 3 weeks in a row. I know this is generic. 3 weeks in a row, the team's come out flat, just flat as a pancake. Even the Jets game, I felt like the Jets outplayed them. I couldn't believe the ticker was going up on the Patriots side of the scoreboard, not the other side. That was so. But how you explain to me? We're back to the no pass rush days again, except for Brian Flores' year where he unleashed the front 4-7 on the quarterback. Jameis Winston had all day to throw the football last week. No pressure. I haven't heard anybody mention it. Okay, on the drive where I think they missed their first field goal, 3rd and 1, you have the defender playing 7 yards off the receiver, and he just goes underneath, and it's for, I don't know, you think he gained 12 yards on the play. I mean, that's coaching. I mean, I'm a Belichick supporter, but man, that's Zoe. Please tell me I'm wrong. And there's no separation with the receivers. Zoe.
None. There's two times guys separated. One was Aguilar on the flea flicker, and the other one was Hunter Henry when he went down at right sideline. You blew that coverage. That's the only time I remember any of these wideouts or tight ends getting by people. From your point about them coming out flat, I give it to you this past week. I can't give it to you against the Jets. I thought on defense they were flying around, got the quick pick, got them excited. You're starting to think, okay, we're in the plus territory. We're going to score. They weren't flat against the Jets or Miami. For whatever reason, they weren't ready to go this past Sunday. Don't give me that they were looking ahead to Tampa. They're not good enough. What are you gonna sit there and look ahead to worry? Because you're not looking ahead. When you look ahead, you're licking your chops for that game. You see anything this team showing you through three games, they're licking your chops to do anything? No. Pass rush will come. It'll come. You gotta cover better. You start covering better, playing man, you'll be able to get more pressure. And maybe that's what they have to do in this game. See, I keep saying, do not play zone against Brady. I hear it. You know, force him into the run. Play some zone. Frustrate him the way you frustrated Manning. I think Brady gets frustrated with man. All the games I've watched with him in coverage, and we're doing the games, the broadcast. When those windows are tighter, you got to labor more as a quarterback. It makes you be more perfect is what it does. And then you put people around the feet. That allows you to apply pressure. Man-to-man and bringing another guy allows you to apply pressure. He hates people at his feet. He doesn't like to get knocked around. And then you'll see the body language hanging ahead, walking to the sideline, taking the helmet off, sitting down, staring at the ground. Need a little bit of that in the first quarter. And maybe we got something. You come out in zone, let him dink and dunk you, and they go 85. Night-night, Irene. Turn the lights out. That'll be ball game. It's imperative how they start this game. Everything about it. Defense, offense, special teams. If you're kicking off, kick the damn ball through the end zone. Let me pooch kicking it on the 5. Ooh, we got him tackled on the 22. Woo, we saved 3 yards. You can't run down under kicks anymore. Just kick the damn ball through the end line.
Okay, very good. We'll get to headlines here. Hardy will get you caught up on everything. And we're back with more thoughts on Mac Jones, more thoughts on Sunday night's game. Also, Phil Perry had something on Mac Jones and emotion going into this game. But there's also a little news on the Brady front. That is that someone's talked with Alex Guerrero. I thought he was muzzled. I thought those guys were muzzled, but Guerrero is speaking again. That's all coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Emotions are a good thing and a bad thing, and you just have to learn how to control them. And it's hard when you play with a lot of passion and stuff, but you just want to kind of be like an Iceman, just nice and smooth, calm, cool, and collected. So you just got to keep your eye on what's important and focus on that. And highs, lows, doesn't matter. Just I can do a better job of that, and I've worked really hard to do that, and all the older guys on our team do a good job of just staying steady and just slowly let things happen.
Oh, how creative.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what do you want today?
What time's Brady talk?
What is your problem?
I can't wait for Brady to talk.
It's 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Can you wait for that?
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to that for? Yeah. Tell me. What are you looking for Brady to say today?
See who's going to say something. First time to respond this week. That's why we're all excited about the Belichick one. Tom, what do you think about the book? Made you look pretty good, Tom. So who did Alex Guerrero talk to, you said?
We're going to get to that.
Oh, I thought you teased it.
We're getting to that. Phil Perry had something in terms of emotions getting the better of Mac Jones, and he needs to watch it. Writing that stories of Jones' emotional approach followed him from his time at Alabama, and it popped up at times at Patriots training camp during one practice after a series of bad plays after one after the next. He frustratingly paced off the field and then back as fellow quarterbacks Cam Newton and Brian Hoyer tried to talk him down. Jones eventually stood still and steamed while he watched the end of practice with Newton by his side doing most of it, if not all, of the talking. They've got to manage the emotions of Mac Jones. Josh McDaniels saying yesterday he thinks that these are all new experiences, win or lose, and so he's dealing with that as we go week to week here.
Yeah. I don't think we could even attempt to summarize everything that this kid's under as far as pressure. He's got a lot on his shoulders. He knows who he's replacing. He knows who his coach is. He knows how hard it is to play for that coach. He had the other guy at Alabama for the same time. So I think that does somewhat help that transition for him to the next level. But he does, it'll mentally wear on you if you let it consume you, if it visibly does the way when we see him, you know, sit there on the bench or, you know, punch the air or punch your fist in practice. I like the fact it bugs him. I do. I play with guys who are robots where I just throw a pick and win him and bug him. Those guys aren't great. This guy wants to be good, but you can't be perfect. See, there's that fine line. You could be really, really, really good in this league. It is hard to be perfect. Brady's not freaking perfect. We've seen bad games with him, or throwing the ball on the turf, or coming out cold to start a Super Bowl, deflected pick. You know, to Chris Hogan. That's not good. But he hung in there and made two throws at the end of that game, and he won. There is a fine balance, and I think he's in a good spot. I think it's good that maybe the coach sensed that last week, and that's why he grabbed his wrist. Let's get inside. Put this one behind you. Get inside. Don't need to go shake hands. You know, Josh is watching him. I'm sure he has his own personal, you know, health coach watching him. I mean, if he's already sitting there doing these breathing exercises, that means it's there's structure around him. So, we'll watch it. I mean, we watch the quarterbacks here. That's what we do.
Right.
That's what we've been taught to do for 20 years. Body language is everything. So, and I know Newton, he has told us in production meetings that Newton has helped him with that. From being a professional. He goes, dude, everybody's watching it every time. Don't hang the head if it's bad. We know it's bad. I know it's bad.
Well, Newton hasn't been here in a month, so he hasn't been able to help him since the season.
I know
began.
That, but I mean, my point is, it obviously was an issue earlier then when they were together.
Tommy Curran was the one who spoke with Alex Guerrero.
Ooh.
Did a Q&A for NBCSportsBoston.com. Tommy Curran wrote this before the Q&A. He said that in going to Tampa, he asked that I stick to the how is Brady doing this angle rather than the circumstances of Brady's departure. So all of his questions are related more to how Brady does it, his training, his commitment. But he does get some questions in there about...
So he was sort of muzzled a little bit.
Has Coming South re-inspired Tom, which Guerrero answers. How much of this is new and fresh? How has Gronk been able to get back to this point? Are you proud of what you've accomplished with these guys? But then there's also this. Is Tom looking forward to the game? And he said, I would say this, we approach every week the same. We really do. The idea of winning is, you know, there's a certain energy and emotion that comes to the idea of winning. And people say, is winning that game more important than winning this game? At the end of the day, it's winning. It isn't about who the better team was on the field that day. I think it is.
I mean, that's a good interview right there, Alex.
He says, end of the day, who won? The fact that he's talking again, though. Not totally muzzled. What else is he going to say that he hasn't already said in the first interview that he did with Karen? He spoke about that already.
Karen. Details. I think details.
He's still talking, though.
Yeah.
Still conducting interviews. I mean,
Tom's a client of his, though, too, though. Right. Like, he's used him a lot, personally. With the sports injuries with his kids. With
himself. Said he's just,
oh, yeah?
He's chronicled that before.
Okay.
How does that relate?
No, I'm just saying, but Alex, I think, would be more inclined to pick up a phone from him, even if he's muzzled, to say, yeah, Tom, I'll talk to you, but, you know, I can't talk about him coming down here, but we can talk about keeping him fresh, like that part of it. He's not doing a ton of these.
Yeah, you know how you keep reminding everybody that you've been muzzled, and this has been my take all week, that they're now telling everyone how they've been muzzled? You said it on the air. Tom Brady Sr. said, I've been muzzled.
That's the word, muzzled.
And now Alex Guerrero talks to a member of the media and says, I'll do an interview, but put in there that I can't talk about these things. Again, it's just reinforcing that Tom had nothing to do with the things that those guys said. They've been muzzled. They're doing interviews. He's doing an interview to tell you he's been muzzled, basically. I'll do an interview, but I'm not going to touch on any of those topics. I'm going to stay muzzled.
Guys. I want to know how you view this game. Muzzled. When you're laying there on the table and you're doing the kick leg exercise and he's massaging, he's doing and you're going through the schedule in your mind just like you did in Tom versus Tom. Remember that? Oh, we got Tennessee. Okay, that'll get us a 5-2, 6-2, 7-2. We'll be 7-2 at the break. So it's funny how you approach it one game at a time. It's nice to talk about it that way, and all we want to do is just win. But in our minds, they look at people and think we're superior to them, or we're superior to that team. They did it. It's chronicled Tom versus time. Brady went right through the schedule before even playing five games. Yeah, 7-2. Okay, 6-8-2 to break. 8-2 to break.
We have something out of Tampa. Let's hear it. Paul Perillo was first one to do this a few minutes ago, retweeting Rick Stroud.
Oh, big time reporter down there. He's the guy for that team.
During the portion of Bucks practice open to the public, no Rob Gronkowski, Jason Pierre-Paul, or Giovanni Bernard. Antonio Brown has returned.
I don't read into that at all.
Well, Paul Perillo, I don't know if he's being if he's mocking or not. But he says, Paul Perillo said, looking like no Gronk return for the weekend.
That could be Paul hearing something, too.
That could be Paul. Now, Paul quote tweeted Rick Stroud.
Yeah.
Saying there's no Rob Gronkowski at the media portion of Bucs practice today. So as Paul knows something else that he's hearing, and he's just using that, but didn't we say...
We said at the start of the week we would not practice Gronk at all this week and play him Sunday.
No, and he has 1 to 2, they call them veteran days, that he gets a week.
Right.
But based on the fact that he took that hit, left the game, and came back, I said, I can't believe he came back, number one, because it looked like his back went in two different directions. And on top of that, I wouldn't practice him at all this week. I wouldn't put him out there. Get your rest.
There's a need for him to practice. And there are a bunch of social media things, like whether on Instagram or Facebook and this and that, about the return of the two. And the first people to really reply and post on him were his brothers. Like, fire. Can't wait. He's playing. And that was after the game. That was after the Rams game when he returned.
Yeah, I would say get your rest, get your treatment, and not practice him.
What if he isn't? They have other tight ends.
They have other good tight ends. They don't have anybody else.
Yeah.
617-779-0985.
And you know what? Tampa's really good with their injury report, because when it's posted after the end of practice, it will say veteran day on there, day off. It won't say, rate hip limited.
Hey, what service, TV services, Corporate Louth using these days?
YouTube. I know he's a YouTube guy.
He's got bags of money
FUBU,
now.
Fila.
Is he using the FUBU Fila still? What's he doing there? Is he using YouTube TV, which I know is a favorite of his?
Oh, my God. I'd love for him not to have internet in his house. What would he do if he didn't have internet?
I don't know what not having internet has to do with anything.
Because he'd have to stream it.
He just wants people to be
streaming it. Streaming it.
Okay. This is about YouTube TV, though.
Yeah, but you need internet to get YouTube TV.
Well,
not about the internet.
Okay, it's not about the internet. It's about YouTube TV. Okay. They might be dropping NBC right before the game on Sunday night to stick it to all of you.
Stick it
you
to the
subscribers. Louth. We'll get into that in a little bit. And your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Something about Mary.
Mary. Woogie scratches that.
We got to stop playing this one, obviously. Yeah, every time. Thank you. 617-779-0985. Hearing that YouTube TV, Louth was just in here. I didn't get a chance to ask him. YouTube TV is going to drop NBC prior to the game on Sunday night. That's the word on the street, huh?
If you've been watching our show on YouTube TV, they've had a scroll going across the top.
Is that right? And so who puts the scroll there? Is that from...
It's got to be NBC.
Can you read it to me? What does it say?
How do you watch us on YouTube TV?
Oh, dear God. You turn to the station on YouTube TV and watch this station. Zoe's failing to grasp what YouTube TV is, I'm guessing.
Like I Google, like, the monkeys playing with the raccoon.
That's YouTube.
That's YouTube. YouTube TV is a television service.
But you can get it on your computer. Like, I was watching the Long Drive Championship.
Why would you need that if you have Comcast?
You just type in, like, you'll go YouTube, Long Drive.
So I'm going to ask T-Bone right now. Do you believe them? Is that going to happen?
Well, they did it with Nesson.
Yeah, what do they care?
It's happened with other TV networks on cable, hasn't it?
Of course. It's happened many times. I'm at the point where I don't understand why you guys are surprised. current deal, reading from Mike Florio, the current deal between NBC and YouTube TV expires today, September 30th. Absent a new agreement, NBC-owned networks will disappear from the platform. He writes, here's where I point out that our written content is exclusively licensed to NBC. He says, I'm also a YouTube TV customer, at least for now. On Tuesday, the service sent an email explaining that if NBC exits YouTube TV, the monthly price will drop from $64.99 a month to $54.99 a month. It says the email points out that users can then subscribe to Peacock Premium for $4.99 a month. Okay, I need an explanation now. Time out. If you subscribe to Peacock Premium as a service, do you get NBC as part of that? See, I don't know these things because, like an adult, I just get a cable bill every month and I pay it.
Do you have YouTube TV? No. Do you have YouTube TV?
No, I need to back up a second.
You guys act like because
I thought
so
I knew. I don't think I know. It's different from a live YouTube channel. YouTube TV is different from a live YouTube channel.
What year are you guys living in?
I don't even know what we're talking about. I honestly don't.
Because like Fubo or YouTube TV or Sling, they're all online TV services.
But you use these if you don't have Xfinity.
Correct.
So I have no clue what this means or is because I don't care.
Well, again, I fit into that slightly, but I'm also aware of what technology is available out there.
No, I know.
I know there's stuff out there, but I'm with Zoe. I don't get it either. I don't quite get it.
Do you run home and put on your YouTube television?
No, I watch live stuff.
For example, I was telling my neighbor, Justin.
But I use YouTube.
Who I know is probably listening right now. He's a child. He has YouTube TV, and I went over his house a few weeks ago, and the Red Sox game was unavailable because it was YouTube TV in his house. Yeah, child.
All right. So I get that mic you could talk into, which I love from
text
Xfinity.
Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Is he a little soft, Justin?
No.
No, but like that Xfinity mic I talk into, I'm like, YouTube. And YouTube comes up on my smart TV.
Soft how, Hardy? What are we saying when you say soft?
Is he a dumb guy?
No. Nope. Not a dumb guy at all.
Yeah. What's smart he do? Guy. What's he do?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that private for his personal protection.
Probably a radio guy.
So worst case scenario for Louth.
Stupid radio guy.
Louth wouldn't have the game. And then you'd see Louth walking around his neighborhood looking in people's windows.
It's in law enforcement. Let's just leave it.
Fist pumping. Who's the weird bald guy walking around fist pumping? It's Louth.
Thank you for your service, Justin. I could see that, Zoe. Like just peering in windows, trying to get a glimpse
Hey Dad, we see one over here. Come here.
But I'm kind of with Zoe. I kind of don't get it. I kind of don't care. The cable works all the time.
It does. That's what I always go back to. I can't deal with this. Now I have to worry about what subscriptions I'm managing to make sure I can tune into the game.
Me and my kids.
How do you guys deal with this?
My kids at home.
My
wife, they don't worry. Channel 810, kids. Sunday night, 8:20.
But here's something I am interested in. NBC channels are costing YouTube TV $10 a month out of a bill that is $65. That's worth $10. It's a good chunk of the bill, right? I could see why maybe they have a dispute. You think this show is worth anything? You know?
Yeah.
Highest rated show on TV.
I'll tell you this: we have not seen any of that $10. Where's your cut of the $10
from
all
YouTube?
All those subscribers that are subscribing.
Well, we get a cut of the cut.
Peanuts for this.
We get a cut of the cut. It's not for NBC Sports Boston.
I'm rooting for that to happen. I'm rooting for it to get cut.
Yeah, probably. Stations for sale, too, by the way. Stations for sale. This station, the one we're on. Artie, do you know that?
Not the radio station.
What's Peacock? No, not the radio station. The TV. NBC Sports Boston. They have a big for sale sign out on the front lawn.
I don't know anything about it. Leave me out of it.
Don't most cable providers have like a streaming type service, too?
Yes. Well, I know Xfinity does. I've used it.
What about Peacock? Rich Eisen's on Peacock. I know that's from Peacock.
You're so dead set on cord cutting. Use that.
But you only get that if you have the cords.
Well, wait a minute, guy. Hold on.
Can't you just have the internet?
I was on the bus coming back.
You can, yeah.
I was coming back on a bus.
Don't follow them.
From the Jet game.
Just have the internet and then have that as your cable. You can't do that.
I watched NBC Sunday Night Football on the bus. Because I have the NBC Sports app. And I clicked on that and said, click on live. Boom, it popped up. So I watched on the bus the Sunday night game. Why can't you do that?
You know what you're
going
to need to do? You're going to need to get an antenna if you have a TV and you live in Boston.
I thought you can.
You can get stations over the air. NBC, ABC, CBS. Put the antenna on the TV and tune in.
I thought they did away with that a long time ago.
They did not do away with
that.
Lunacy. What, with, having an antenna?
Yes. I'm with Zoe. The
get cable?
The Xfinity app. Yeah, because during the Patriots game, I wanted to watch the end of the Ryder Cup. I had it on my, it was a TV to go channel, so it was available. I sat there in the booth with you guys watching the game and had the Ryder Cup on my phone the entire time. All part of the same service. Thank you. And it works.
Louth was watching other games on his iPad. He does it all the time.
Yeah. Eventually, you're not saving that much money, too.
Yeah, by the time you get done subscribing to all this different stuff that you
Peacock
need to watch.
Peacock Premium will give you NBC with Sunday Night Football included.
What else does Peacock Premium give you? Like, what's the big shows?
Wouldn't that be a reason for...
But is it time?
Wouldn't you, if you're a YouTube TV subscriber, wouldn't you be rooting for that? Like rooting for the $10 discount, which then would you could add for $4.99 Peacock Premium?
No, just you'd go save, to a sports bar.
You'd save $5 a month to get the stations back through the cock, as they say.
Nope.
And we've said it before. This media landscape, it's all heading toward getting on the cock, as I told Gary Tangway
the other
day. That's what you got to get on.
That's the second thing you said today. I don't think you can say. And don't say it
you
again.
You absolutely can say that. We're talking about Peacock.
We're talking about
Peacock taking off. Spreading its wings.
Spread it.
You want to laugh. I know you do.
Sure he does.
Have a laugh. Come on.
Have some fun. You're too tense.
You got to loosen up. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back. Good luck with your TV setups on Sunday night to catch the game.
Have fun with your tinfoil. And your rabbit ears.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.